Love and Spoonful. Do you believe in magic?
Do you?
No, I believe in science, which sometimes can be mind-blowing.
Well,
and magical.
Science can be very close to magic if you look at it. And you know, some of this magic that we have going on around here is, you know, it really is science. Because did you know that there is a shot you can get? This is no kidding.
Really?
Probably for free if you go to the right place, that will extremely lower your chances of getting the flu this year.
Wow.
Can you believe it? I mean,
no.
That is magic. I mean, they just come up and they, you know, prick you in the shoulder. And doesn't really hurt. Hardly feel it. And you don't get the flu. Well, you might get the flu if you don't, if a new strain pops up. But even if you do get the flu on another strain, it's probably going to be less of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is science, not magic.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have a professional here.
And we do have a professional, because this, normally talking about this should not be something that's done without, you know, professional guidance.
Mm.
But anyway, we have Sandon Speedling from the state of Florida here, the Department of Health, to talk about this with us. So tell us that'll help too. Tell us, what's the real poop getting a flu shot, and what does it mean, and does it really lower, how much does it really lower your chances of getting the flu?
Yeah, good morning, Tom and Caleb. Thank you for having me this morning. Yes, as a health department, we strongly encourage everyone to get a flu vaccine annually. The flu vaccines and the effectiveness of the efficacy from season to season tend to vary, but as you stated earlier, it's the single best way, the single best preventive measure to protect yourself and your family from getting the flu and experiencing other serious complications as a result of that. The Centers for Disease Control says that the year's vaccine is updated, and this year they feel that we have a better match than we did a couple of years ago. So that's very encouraging. So we strongly encourage everyone to get their flu shot if you hadn't gotten it already.
When you get older, Caleb, this isn't going to affect you very soon, but when you get older, they actually give you a high-dose flu vaccine. Because when I went in to get it, they said, do you want the high dose? And I said, yeah, well, hit me with your best shot, you know. I'll take whatever's available. And actually, I find that doctors and CDC and people like that are kind of trying to convince elderly people to get the high dose, because the effect of flu on someone my age would be way greater than it would be someone Caleb's age.
You're exactly right, Tom, and I don't want to tell on you as far as your age, but there are two types of vaccines. There's a regular dose vaccine for adults and children as well, and then there's a high-dose vaccine is what they refer to that. And that's kind of, as you alluded to, it's geared towards individuals that are over 65 years of age, so I'm not going to
I'm not going to say that.
Well, you know, there's dirt, and then there's
me. I know
dirt plus a year.
I literally, my daughter. Somebody asked my daughter when she was young, how old I was, and she said, "I don't know, but I think he's older than dirt." So yeah. So anyway, I hope with age comes wisdom, or at least, I don't know.
Fossil fuels, dinosaurs.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, when I die, my only wish is to come back as a can of WD-40 if I'm such a dinosaur.
Hey. At least you'd be put to good use.
Okay.
What is the benefit of, you know, say I've got an elderly grandmother, what's the benefit of getting all of the folks in my house vaccinated if she wasn't able to be? How big would that be?
I think that's very safe, and that's a measure that we refer to in public health as herd population health, where if an individual, like the example that you used, couldn't for some reason receive it, everyone else in the household, if you had the vaccine and you had allowed enough time, the 2 to 3 weeks for it takes to take effect into your body, that would be good, because everyone would be healthier and be free from being able to contract the disease, and a vaccine prevents that. So it would be good for that individual that may have a weakened immune system or is unable to take the vaccine. So, yeah, that's strongly a wise practice, too, in public health.
when we get back. Maybe we can talk about herd immunity, because that's been up in immunizations now for the last couple of years. We're seeing onset of some childhood diseases that we thought were almost gone. And there is a philosophy of what he just said, herd immunity. Mm-hmm. If enough of us are immunized, the disease really can never get any traction.
But we'll get into that, plus the other things.
Oh, yes, including the Great American Smokeout.
Yes, all here on The Mix.